This is State of Change, WPR's look at food, land, and water. Wisconsin author and farm historian Jerry Apps says he's concerned about water. As Glenn Moberg reports, Apps says we need to change the way we look at something most of us take for granted.
We're going to have a fire here.
Jerry Apps lights the old wood stove in a farmhouse not far from the one he grew up in back in the 1930s near the small village of Wild Rose.
My dad would say, in no uncertain terms, never curse the rain.
Water was precious in a home with no indoor plumbing. It had to be hauled by hand every Saturday to that wood stove for the once a week family bath.
My brothers were bathed, then it was my turn. Same water, then my mother, and finally my dad. We all bathed in the same water.
Water that was dependent on the farm's windmill.
Once the wind stopped blowing and the windmill quit turning, of course there was no water.
It's one of Jerry Apps' most vivid childhood memories.
It was a hot, dreary, dry night, and there was just that mournful, mournful cry of cattle wanting water, needing water, and not getting any water.
A few miles from the old farmstead was the Wild Rose Grist Mill, a building that is still standing.
This is the Pine River, by the way.
The water from the river ground the feed for the cattle. It also generated electricity for those fortunate enough to live in town.
The people in the village of Wild Rose had electricity, and the farm people just a few miles out of town did not. That created a tremendous rift.
An urban-rural rift that still exists in many places today, partly created by water.
As kids, I was ashamed to have my friends in town to come out to the farm because we had no indoor plumbing. They had all these things that we did not.
At the Wild Rose Community Library, there's an overflow crowd as Jerry Apps reads from his latest book, Never Curse the Rain.
You got running water out there yet at that farm? My dad's response was, you bet we do. You grab up a pail and you run with it.
It strikes a chord with Janet Case, who grew up near Colby on a farm without electricity.
So I bathed in wash tubs, all like Jerry's stories.
The underlying message isn't lost on her.
I have a dear friend in Tucson. She speaks of the water level out there going down, down each year. We can't live without water.
We took baths in the barn.
The same thing with me in Texas.
Fred Johannes and Oscar Cardenas grew up together on nearby farms without running water. Cardenas was born into a migrant worker family. They, too, believe clean water will soon be a big issue.
We have an environmental problem. One group makes money off of it, and the rest of us are suffering.
Someday, maybe I won't see it. Someday, water is going to be very expensive.
Back at the farmhouse, Jerry Apps marvels at something most of us take for granted.
I can turn on a faucet and, oh my gosh, look at that. There's water.
He has seen how high-capacity wells have changed the landscape here in central Wisconsin.
There are entire lakes that have dried up, disappeared. People who own cottages on those lakes, now they sit looking at a pasture.
And he has seen how climate change is affecting Alaska, where he has conducted workshops.
One of the glaciers that I visited, it had receded like 3 miles. Just go there and look at it.
Jerry Apps says we now need the same reverence for water that his father had in the 1930s, and that America's original inhabitants had before that.
Not only should we be concerned about our water in the year or two ahead, but as a Native American, and say we must consider 7 generations ahead.
Future generations that he thinks could learn from the example of his past. Glenn Moberg, Wisconsin Public Radio News.